Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Welcome to you and all of your parts. Hi, I'm Laura Lively. I want to be candid with you. So I'm going to kind of pull back the curtain on how I do these recordings, how I do my newsletter. And because lots of things have changed. So I want to share with you that I record these in batches generally. And what I'll do is I'll save up my good ideas and I'll put them all on paper and then, or at least electronic paper. And then when I get a fair few, then I record everything in batch. And if you're watching these on video, I change my clothes, I put my hair differently, I'll even change out the pictures behind me. My system loves that. It's like playing, you know, it's like stage dressing or making changes for a play or something. They adore it. And so basically, that's how I have done all of these videos and all of these podcasts and all of my newsletter stuff to this point, is that I have been batching them. And it's been fabulous. My parts enjoy that. My system enjoys it. I'm not having to worry about doing something every week because it's all done. And then I send it to somebody to help me copy edit it and then put it all together so that I can get it out to you on a weekly basis. So that's how life was before. And so I want to talk about that a little bit, because at the end of July, I made a life-changing decision that later impacted me more than I expected. I also had, let me back up. These videos, the videos that you saw, the one you saw last week was on 12/6, was actually recorded at the end of August. And right before that recording, I had made a decision to make a huge change in my life. And I had no idea what the repercussions would be. Then fast forward a couple of weeks, in early September, my mother, whose health had been failing for several years, suddenly and unexpectedly, at least to some parts of me, passed away. And we lost her. I mean, when we lost her, it was hard. I'm not going to lie, it was hard. Then, if that wasn't bad enough, I had made the decision prior to losing my mom that I was going to have some surgery, some elective surgery at the beginning of October. So I went ahead and had that surgery. So I was recovering from that surgery. But when I woke up, my left arm, this guy, and I'm left-handed, did not wake up. And so I have had to go through physical therapy in order to get the use of my arm back. Also, during this time, I lost my therapist. My IFS therapist to a severe stroke. So all of this to say, as Susan Pierce Thompson, through her work has given me my life back through her work with Brightline Eating and the work that I was able to do within that program has given me my life back. She has a saying, and it's life got lifey. And I can tell you guys, life seriously got lifey. So the decision I had made at the end of July was to take a full-time job. For the last 8 or 9 years, I've been doing a part-time job and then doing IFS sessions with clients, also part-time. And I made a decision to go full-time back into a corporate environment. And that job started on 10/16. And all of that stuff together, one of the things I didn't count on was that I lost 5 hours of support that I previously had by not being fully employed. By not being full-time employed, I had support groups, I had IFS practitioners that I met with on a weekly basis. And so that was one more thing that got lost out of my life. And so I'm sharing this with you because all of these life changes I've been through, they will no doubt color the content of what will come after all of these events. So every one of these things I lost, my mom changing jobs, the loss of the people I used to work with, the loss of the time to actually do self-care, the loss of my longtime therapist, the loss of the use of my arm and the having to recover from that. I consider all of those grieving events. Something was lost in each of those, not just my mom, which, you know, everybody recognizes as a grieving event. Because anyway, All of this sucked and it hit me all at once. And I'm going to be candid. I believe that my food and alcohol sobriety and the emotional sobriety that I gained from doing IFS all these years saved me from going completely under. So when things got really tough, here's what I did. And I thought I would share it with you. I fell back on my triple A's, acknowledging, accepting, and appreciating my parts for trying to help me. And probably what you're going to see in the coming weeks is how they tried to help me and what that was like, because it wasn't all a bed of roses around here. But those triple A's, that acknowledging where I was, accepting where I was, accepting that this is hard, really hard, and appreciating what they were doing, even when my system was doing things that other parts of me did not approve of. And you will hear about that. So I thought I would just share with you, I thought it was important for me to let you know what was going on, because I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what grieving is like and how it affected my system, because maybe it can help you. Because inevitably, we have loss in our lives. And sometimes it's the big losses, like the loss of a loved one. And sometimes it's the smaller losses, like changing a job and losing the people that you used to know, going into a new job, and how I'll be candid about how my system reacted to that. That was actually kind of fun and exciting. And I can't wait to when I'm ready to record those videos. So I look forward to sharing with you the things that helped me, the nuggets of wisdom that I gleaned over those last few months. And I'm not out of it. I am absolutely not out of it yet. So as this is being recorded on December 2nd, 2023, for the first time this week, since July, I actually felt like myself again. I felt like I had some self-energy. I felt like the creativity that I often bring to life was back. There was 2 days this week that I felt like I had felt before all of this maelstrom of events occurred. And that was beautiful and hopeful in my system that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I will get through all of the grief and the events, that all the losses that I had. So I know that, as SPT says, life gets lifey, and it absolutely did. And I'm hoping that I can share with you some of the things that I've done over these last few months that helped me, so that when life gets lifey for you, you will have some tools that you can use. So thank you so much for listening to me. I hope you enjoyed hearing from me and hearing like what actually happened. I cannot guarantee, because of my I cannot guarantee I can, I'm actually probably talking to my system now. I don't know that I can batch 10 or 15 videos at a time anymore. Things have changed. Things have changed. And this is where I have to accept that maybe I have to do this once a month as opposed to once every 3 months. So we will see how that goes. But I wanted you to know what had happened, because you will see some of the some of this reflected in the content as we go forward. So drop me a comment at laura@lauralively.com. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss a weekly update. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.